Okay, we are on Chesam Beis, the bottom of the Mishnah. Today's Daf Chesam Beis, so we're right there. So the Mishnah is going to continue talking about buying meat from the butcher on Yontif. In those days, you had commerce going on Yontif when you didn't have refrigeration and everything was fresh, so you had to buy and get your goods and your items on Yontif. So how do you go about doing that? So the Mishnah says, similar to the Mishnah we had before. Lo yomar odom l'tabach. A person should not say to the butcher, shkoli b'din basar. Let me buy a diner's worth of meat. Let me have the $25 piece of meat. Don't do that. Aval shochet. What the butcher does, he shechs the animal without any discussion of money. U'michalek b'nehem. And he divides it amongst the people. This person wants this piece. This person wants that piece. How they figure out the price? So they talk about that. What you do is you take one animal. And you take another animal similar to it, you shech one of them, you hand out the prices, and tomorrow you go back to the animal that's still alive, and you say, oh, this is worth this amount, this is worth that amount, and that's what you pay. Okay, so hechi oven. So Gemara says, so what? How do you do it? How do you tell the tabach how much meat do you want? If you're not gonna go, by weight, you know. So you basically tell them which piece you want, which cut of meat you want. That's what you tell them. So hechi ha'avid, kiha. You do it as follows: besura amra tarta up tarta. Right, palgu tarta. Give the tarta piece or half the tarta piece. Benar sarmi chelko palgu chelko. B'disya amar uzayo palgu uzayo. B'harpekol v'masamachsya amar rivio palgu rivio. These are the names, I guess, that they gave to the piece of the meat. I'm not sure which pieces of meat they are. I don't know if he translates them at all. But they say the piece of meat, and that's what you get. And then tomorrow you figure out. And then 2 days you figure out. What the price is. Again, you're talking with a butcher who you recognize, and you recognize his customers, so there has to be this trust factor has to be involved as well. Okay. Next Mishnah. All right. So the way they used to buy items, or we're talking here about wine and oil, is that a person would come to the seller with his kalim, that the seller would fill with wine or fill with the oil. Now, since the mocher does not know how much each of the sellers' kalim hold, right? So he would have these measuring. He would have these measuring kalim. So he would measure. You know, he had, you know, the measuring the cups. He would measure and then pour. And this way he would know how much he is selling, right? So he poured it into his kli medida. It's called the kli medida. And then he would pour it in, and then pour it into the lokeach. So now, how do you go about filling these kalim of wine and oil on Yontif when you can't use the measuring cups? You can't use the measuring cups. So basically what happens, Omer Adam, right, the buyer, says l'chaveiro, to the seller, malei kli klize, fill up this keli, fill with shemen or yayin. You know, he's allowed to tell him, I guess it means, malei klize, that basically means, fill up, we know how much is in, how set aside, these kelim, that you know how much their value is. But they're not measuring cups, avalobimida, but you can't do it with measurements. Gemara will explain what we're talking about. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im haya kli shel mida, if it is a measuring cup, lo yimalena, you can't fill it up." Okay. So Ma'aseh Abashol ben Butnis shai memala midosa me'erev yontiv. He would fill the kalim, the measuring cups on erev yontiv, v'nos nala lakuchos b'yom tov, and he would give it to the buyers. He would give it to the buyers on yontiv. So here's a raya that you don't measure them, you don't fill them up on Yontif. Again, the Gemara is explaining what's going on. Avashol Omer, af b'moed, even on Chol HaMoed, don't bring this Maisa from Avashol, which tells you that you can't measure, that you use these non-measuring cups on Yontif, because he would do that even on Chol HaMoed. Osa came ipnei beirurei hamidos. What he was doing this for is because he was worried about cheating the buyers. Because when you pour directly the wine, the oil, you would have excess that would be left in, either excess that would be left in the seller's vats. Because when it comes to oil, it wasn't so viscous, so a little bit would stay on the bottom. When it came to the wine, you get the foam on top. So that foam doesn't count. That's not part of the it's not part of the wine. And then the seller would I guess gain the benefit of that leftover that's staying with him. So he would do that because of the birurei hamidos. The chachamim omrim. He would do this even on chol because of the mitzvah hamidos. I don't know the difference between birurei hamidos And mitzvah and mitzvah. Yeah, I guess one is dealing with the wine and one is dealing with the oil. I think it's the same concept. Like he would do it. He didn't want to cheat anybody, so he would pour it. What happened? What he would do is he would pour everything the night before, and if he would pour it the night before, then it would have time to settle. And I guess with the oil, he would leave it upside down, so to speak, so it would all drip out, and he would be giving the buyers their fair share of what they were purchasing. Okay, so now Gemara's gonna say, my avaloba mida. The Mishnah said that a person can tell his friend, fill this kli, but not with a midah. So, my avalo b'midah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, avalo b'kli hamayucha l'midah. You can use a cup that you have, or a kli that you know the volume, but you can't use a kli that's specifically used for measuring. Right? Avalo b'kli medida. Aval kli ha'omed l'midah. But a kli that can be used for midah, but has not yet been used for measuring, meaning I guess it's not yet a measuring cup, but it can be used as a measuring cup, yimalenu, that you're allowed to fill up. The asa, Rabbi Yehuda comes to say, afilu kli omed lebedina lemidah lo yimalenu. Even if something is set aside that could be used for measuring, you still can't use. I don't care whether it has or has not been used yet, since it potentially can be used as a measuring cup, that you may not use. Right, Rashi says, Hamayuchal mida means shemodet umokraba. Presently, it's used as a measuring utensil. And haomed l'mida is shekishaver zeh bazeh tachtav avaladayin lomadabo. It's a replacement, but has not yet been used for measurements. So the Tanakhama says you can use that replacement vessel, and Rav Yehuda says you may not use that replacement vessel. Alma. So we see from here that gabe simchas yontif, when it comes to preparing food items for the purpose of Simchas Yontov, that who's more machmir? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's l'chumra, v'rabbanan l'kula. However we're interpreting the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda's going to be more machmir, v'rabbanan be mekel. And we're going to say that's a stira, which was from yesterday, we thought Rabbi Yehuda was mekel, and Rabbanan were machmir. Right? Because, v'ha ipcha shaminan l'hu. We saw the opposite. The Tanan, because we saw in the Mishnah yesterday, that was about buying the meats on a weight, using some sort of weight or scale, on Yontif, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shokel Adam Basar Keneged HaKli, the Keneged HaKufitz. If you know the amount of a certain item, you can use that as the counterweight to measure the meats. Right? Or you can use it with the Kufitz, which was that big knife that you knew it. So you can use the scale with these non-standard weights, as long as you know what the weight of those items are. But Chachami Omerim, Ein Mashkich HaMekof Mazayim Kol Ikar. You're not going to use the scale at all. So you see from there, when it came to Simchas Yontif, the Chachamim were Machmir, and Rabbi Yehuda was Mekel. Alma Rabbi Yehuda Lekula, Rabbanan Lechumra. And therefore, Kashin Rabbi Yehuda, and Kashin Rabbanan. There's a steer between yesterday's Mishnah and today's Mishnah. Who goes the Chumra, and who goes Lekula, Legabe, Simchas Yontif, when it comes to these Dinim de Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, to Rabbi Yehuda Lekasha, when it comes to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Kasha. Hasam. The reason why he's making it over there is because b'she'ena omed lamida, the kli and the kupits that you're using over there, it's not never used for measuring. So it's not. So you know that you're not measuring. The problem is you're worried about doing an actual measurement, so it's going to look like masav makan. But if you're using a kli that's never used for measuring, no one's going to confuse that with business transaction. But haka.
Every single yantar.
What?
And that's your go-to kli for your measurements on yantar.
Right.
I don't understand what the big thing is over here. If they measure, you're not allowed to measure on Yontif. So tomorrow come back with the same keli at the Yontif and figure it out. And fill it up. And you know how much you gave me yesterday.
What do you mean?
You bring him a cup today that you did, it's not a measuring cup.
Right.
Ask him to fill it. You don't know how much he took.
Most people.
Goes home, uses it, comes back tomorrow with the same cup and right. Says, here's a cup we used yesterday.
Most people I know don't do business that way. you want to know how much now?
But you know, I'll do how much now.
So we figure out a way where you can do it now.
Make
it a way that you can do it, so you don't have to worry about it tomorrow. Right? So how come the Cleo made the way? What was your question?
What's like using that as a measuring weight?
So you use a different one.
As long as it's not usually used.
So it's not a problem. So it's used on Yontif. Okay, that's the Yontif one. But I think that makes it even better. So you know that's not the kli that's used for typical measuring. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda under Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha, hasa m'sheina omed lemida, hacha omed lemida, and therefore it looks like a ma'isa chol. But that's the problem. Right, let's go Rashi. He doesn't answer. So I think the answer is what you're saying. If it looks like what you typically do in a chol, it's a problem. But if it looks like a way that you don't typically do it in a chol, then it's not a problem. If it's the way they always use in yontif, then it's not a problem. And the Ravana nami lo kasha, because Hassam there in the Mishnah with Hachamim forbade you from using the scale, it's because the ka'avid kidavdin on the chol. It's just a question of degree. There you're holding that if by using the scale, no matter what weight you're using, you're doing something that
the scale's the problem.
No. Right? Use it because of the Rashi says, Bimos Nayim. Right? So Pa'amim she'ena litzvah panav, v'kem jeodea mishkal kelev sokavo. Sometimes you'll use these kelev on kol, and therefore it's uvdom l'chol. But Hacha, in our Mishnah, with Chamim allows you to fill the kli that has not yet been used for the midah, the lo ka'abdina kibdina b'chol. You're not using anything that you used during chol. There must have been a clear distinction between the kli that is currently being used for measuring and the replacement keli to know that the replacement keli is not something that's been used yet. Because otherwise, if you have one measuring cup, okay, this one I use, this one I don't use, but they look exactly the same, I don't understand how it would make a difference. So Chachamim saying that since the replacement kli is not used on chol, somehow you must know that, since it's not used on chol, then it's not abdina uvdon the chol, and therefore you can use it. Right, Rashi says, Lo ka uvdin the chol, the adayin lo yotza tivo shakli zelamida. The nature of this keli has not yet gone out for measuring. How do you know that? There must be some marker. There has to be some sort of marker on it. Okay. So that's how we did. That was the first explanation of the Mishnah. That was Avalosh of Medina. That was what the Gemara said. That was what Shmuel said. Rava says as follows. My Avalo b'mida. What does it mean when the Mishnah says that you can tell to your friend, fill up this kli, Avalo b'mida? That means, Shelo yiskor lo shemida. Don't mention, not what kli you can use, don't mention the measurement. Aval, but you can use a measuring cup, you just can't mention the measurement. What's the problem using the cup? If you don't know, just fill up the kli. No matter what the kli is, similar to you were saying, whatever the kli is, just fill it up and be done with it. Right? Aval kli hamiyuchad limalenu, but also Rav Yehuda, and then comes Rav Yehuda to the Meimar, kli hamiyuchad limida lo yimalenu. No, not only can you not specify the amount, you can't even use a kli that has measurements, because that also, so that then you know what the amount, it looks like measuring. It looks like ma'aseh u'matan. So now we have the same stira, and then we're going to have the same answer. No. So, alma al-gabi simos, yantav Yehuda l'chum, rabbanon l'kula. It seems that Yehuda is mekel, and rabbanon al-machmir. But if koshamin l'hudim, we just see the opposite in yesterday's Mishnah, ditznam, we saw in the Mishnah there, Rabbi Yehuda omer shokel adam basa k'neged kli, or k'neged kopitz, you can use the scale, you just can't use the regular weight, you can use a kli or the kopitz, that you know what they weigh. The Chacham say, "Ein mashgiach mekaf mosnayim kalikar." You may not use a scale at all. Alma, you see from there, Rabbi Yehuda l'kula, Rabbi Yehuda is mekel, and Rabbanon l'chumra. So kasha Rabbi Yehuda, and kasha the Rabbanon. Same answer, Rabbi Yehuda l'kasha. That's not a problem because Hassam there in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda allowed you to use the kli or the kopitz as the counterweight. It's been she'eno meyuchal lemida. That is a kli that is not specifically used for weights. That just happens to be, you know what it weighs, right? You know what that thing weighs, and you're using it. But it's not a weight that you typically use. But hacha, miyucha l'mida. But here, you're telling me you're using a measuring cup? That's specifically used for measuring. You can't use that. And the Rabbanan lami l'kasha, Rabbanan also is not a stira, because Hassam in the Mishnah with Chacham said it's not allowed to use the scale, even with that shinoy of the kli and the kupit, is because ka'avid davdin l'chol. You're measuring the way that you measure during the week. You're using the scale. That is a problem. But hacha, lo ka'avid de'avdin l'chol, you're not necessarily doing it like you do with your l'chol, because the of the inish, the makrevei chamra, the mon of the keli v'shasu. Because I guess they didn't have as many utensils as we did. So he says sometimes in l'chol also, if you want to drink, you would take your cup, you basically the measuring cup also seconded as a drinking cup. So what was the big deal? So it's just like on Yom Tov, I would go, I said, fill this up. Don't mention the measurement amount. I'll fill this up. It doesn't look like I'm doing specifically like a measuring on during the week. Because something during the week, I'll also use this cup for drinking. And therefore, it's not going to be a problem. They just added this new little twist at the end. Right? Rashi says, Hacha lo ka'avid kadina b'chol, shederech l'kuchos lo martainli log, v'ein darkan lo mar kli zeh mali b'derech mekach, eladera... This wait, this is the low kavdina. Hacha low kavdina b'chol, because the derech of the purchasers to say, give me a low, give me a certain measurement. The ein derech lomar kli zem mali b'derech mekach. They don't typically say fill this kli. Typically, you say on the chol is to fill me up with the is to fill me up is to fill me. We mention the amount, not to just say fill this up. Even if it's a kli that's specifically used for midah, sometimes they say just fill this up. Don't typically say the amount. Okay. Next, the Mishnah mentioned Maiseb Abishol ben Butnis. Right. So we had the story of Abishol ben Butnis, who would fill up the measurements, I guess, on Erev Yontif, and he would then give that to the purchasers on Yontif. Right. And then Abishol said he would do that on Chol HaMoed, and the Gemara is not going to explain why he would do this on Chol HaMoed also. So Tana, there's no problem with the measuring on Chol HaMoed, so why was he doing on Chol HaMoed? So Tana afimod osa kain mipnei bittel beis ha-medrash, because he was worried about wasting time. Look at the Rashi at the bottom. He says shayach chacham gadol. That was the Talmud chacham ubaim rabim lishol hemenu, and a lot of people would come ask him shaylas. Ubimoed rabim oskim b'torah ein terudim b'mlacha. On Chol HaMoed, a lot of people don't go to work. So what do? They didn't go on trips. They went to the base measures. They sat and they learned. So they had shilas. So what would he do? He would fill them up at night. She'ain's mom base measures. People don't learn so much at night. Again, pre-electricity. So nighttime was not necessarily the time to learning. So at night, he was free. He had free time. So he would fill all this up. Let's imagine. The Talmud Chacham also had a shop. Interesting. So, you know, he also... I'll have a better one for you later. A better ha'ara for you later. Right? So therefore, he would fill it up at night. So because he didn't have time in the morning, he would do it at night. It would be ready. And therefore, in the morning, he would be able to answer everyone's shaila. Okay.
Today the world is
the opposite. Because
we're in the whole
year,
then
Chol HaMoed, they
don't work.
Right. Olam
Hafuchu. What?
Olam
Hafuchu.
Tana Rabbanan, right? Learning the brisa. Who kanas shlosh meos garbe yayin may be rurei hamidos? Abishol ben Bitnis did so much business that I'm assuming that this story took place before the Mishnah, and that he realized what happened, and that's why he did in the Mishnah, is that he used to pour out the wine to his purchasers. And he realized that when doing business, he ended up getting 300 barrels of wine that was left over from him, because that was the excess that should have been given over to the sellers. But because of the foam on top of their barrels, he had that excess left over by him. He ended up having 300 barrels worth of wine. I'm not sure how much of a time period it was. Right? Right. Rashi says, "Who kanas mishenasan yayin mechavis." When he would sell everything, he would have all this leftovers that should have been sold, or that he felt should have been sold to the buyers, but instead were left over by him. So it must be that this happened, and therefore he ended up doing his thing, that he would do it the night before, so it would settle, and people wouldn't be cheated out, so to speak, of their do wine, right? So he says, "Who kanos shlosh meos garbe yayin miburan midos v'chaverov?" And he had a business partner, "Kanchu shlosh meos garbe shemen mimitzu hamidos." They would have 300 barrels of oil that were left over from the oil that stuck to their barrels, because they would pour from their barrel to the other barrel, and it wasn't so viscous, so it would stick. So he had 300. Barrels left over, and they didn't know what to do with it. They felt it wasn't theirs. So v'heviyum like lifnei hagizbar in Yerushalayim, they brought it up to Yerushalayim and said, "Here, you know, they wanted to make a matana. They wanted to makdish this to the gizbar in Yerushalayim." So amru lehem, the chachamim said to them, "I atem zekukim lekach. You don't have to do this. It's yours. You don't have to be makdish him. You're allowed to keep it." Rashi says, "Ein atem zekukim lekach." That's the Rashi, the left hand column of Rashi, top third. Right, Amar lehem chachamim ein atem zekukim lekach hoil umitchila lo niskavna sam legzol. You had no kavana to steal it. Shelakuchos mochlin aydei tirdon umrutasam This is the course of business. Everyone knows this is a due course of business. The purchasers come in, they want to get in, they want to get out. So they mochel right away. They know part of the purchase price is that you're going to get this phone, you're going to get a little bit less. That's part of the business. That's how business is done. So you didn't do anything wrong. This is yours. This is the way it is. This is yours. So Amru Lahem, so Amashav and Bitnes and his friends said to the Gizbarim, nevertheless, Af Anu Ein Rutz Nein Lekach. We still don't want it. We feel it belongs to other people. We don't want it. Rashi says, Ein Anu Rutz Nein Lekach Lezeh, Lehenos Mishal Acherim. We feel this is others. We want it. We don't want it. So what do they say to him? So Amru Lahem, Hoel Vehechmartim Al Atzmechem. You guys are being machmer on yourself, which is fine. So treat it like Gezel. Treat it like something that's stolen. And what do you do with stolen stuff that you don't know how to repay? Right, so what do you do? Asum ehem sarchei rabim. You use it in order for public works, essentially. Right, Amar lahem chacham. Rashi says, im kain ein lachem lasos hektish. You should be makdish it el lasos ben sarchei rabim. You should use it for public works. Shrei mishel rabim hayu, because this was from many people, so this belonged to the rabim. The yehenu abaylim ehem. So do something that the baylim would benefit from. Don't just drop it off at the base of minish and give it hektish. Do something that everybody can get benefit from. The Tanya, because I have a price that says, Gazal, the Ein Yodei Lemi Gazal, someone stole a lot, he doesn't know who he stole it from, so therefore he can't be Meshiv the Gzela, he can't return it, so what's he supposed to do? Yasa Behem Sachei Rabim, you should do public works. And my Ninu, Amar Chizda, Bor Shichon Moros, you should fix the cisterns, you should fix the bits, you should fix the water reservoirs, do public works. Do public works. Rashi says, right, right, Rashi said before, that they should do Tzorchei Rabim. So to here, take the money that you felt belonged to the Rabim. You don't know who to pay it, because you don't know how much belongs to this guy, how much belongs to that guy. You may have a list of your sellers, but you probably don't know how much belongs to each. So now give the money to the Department of Public Works and let them fix up the reservoirs and the water pipes. Okay. Now we're going to bring a few more cases about measuring on Yontif. So, Adbirei Rav Chizda le Rabbana Ukva. So Rav Chizda took Rabbana Ukva, and I guess they were walking in the streets, right? They right. That's Adbirei. Rashi says Hinhigo umetayli imo v'mavos ha'ir. They were taking a shpritzir and they were talking Torah on the way. So v'darash, and he answered him, Lo yimdad adam seorim v'yitein lifnei behemto b'yontav. Don't go to the pile and measure the amount of barley, and then give it to your animal on Yontif, because it looks like medita l'mimchor. Don't take a specific amount, put it in. Rather, what you should do, aval koder hu kav o kobayim v'nosin lifnei behemto v'inu choshesh. What you do is you take your kli, you just stick it into the pile, pull it out, and give it. You know, just because typically when you measure, you take it with your hand and you put it in. Here, what you do is just taking the kli, putting it in the pile, doing the shinoi. It doesn't look like mekach umemkar. Right? Rashi says, Aval koderu bekav atzmo nokev bekri umimalo shloka derech mida letes biyado letoko. The derech mida is to put your hand in and to take out and measure. And here what he's doing is just sticking the cup in. That's fine, right? Aval koderu kavo kavaya benosne behemtov eno choshesh. And he says again another halacha. The hanachtom, right? Nachtom usually means a baker, but Rashi points out here that mevasho kederus namikari nachtom. Whoever is cooking for the public can also be considered a nachtom. The nachtom, the cook, can measure the spices.
Why?
Because he doesn't want it. Because if you don't have the right amount of spices, you can mess up the dish. Right? Rashi says.
Doesn't say exactly. So why is it especially by him?
Because he doesn't. Because they have. You have the more. The problem is you're gonna ruin the food, and he has all the responsibility.
My wife doesn't do the same measurements.
We'll get to the measurements, right? You don't do. Our wives do not use measuring cups on Yontif. No, yet they'll measure for the Seder, but they won't do measuring cups on Yontif. Oh, I said it. right, he says Nachtom. Because maybe he's gonna burn the dish. Fine. Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba says, in the name of Rav, Modedes Isha Kemach B'Yontov. A woman can measure out the flour on Yontov, V'Nosenes L'Sochi Sasa, and then put that amount of flour into her dough. Kidei Shetitil Chala V'Ayin Yofa. What you're worried about here is that you want to take the challah, you want to do a precious challah, And if you know the, you want, and they want to give ayin yafa, they used to give ayin yafa. They would say was Rashi says ayin yafa shir chala echa michavdal lekohen. You give 1/24 to the kohen because she'ena yodas mida isasa. And she doesn't, I mean Rashi, she doesn't know the exact amount of what she put in. He mik hametzes ve'omeres ein kan kolkach. She doesn't want to take off so much from the dough, so she's going to be stingy. She's going to give a little less, right? Aval kish yodas mida isasa. But when she knows what she actually put in, how much flour she put in, yodas matafish v'ena yafaba. Then she'll know what to separate. So when it comes to challah, again, these are all derabbanan. So when you have a countervailing force where you have to burn all the food, or you're going to be skimpy on the challah, it's going to go to the kohen, so then you permit the measurement. So we're permitting the, according to Rav now, we're permitting the measurement to allow her to take them out the appropriate amount of challah, the 1/24th. But Shmuel Amar Aser, Shmuel says it's Aser for the woman to do, use this measurement. But the Gemara says, how can Shmuel say it's Aser? Right, Shmuel says it's Aser. How can Shmuel say it's Aser? V'atana de Shmuel. That line itself is interesting. There's brises from the base mentioned of Shmuel. We're under the assumption that all brises and Tosefta's and Mishnayos came from Eretz Yisrael. Shmuel's in Babel. So what's going on with brises and Shmuel? So Rashi seems to touch on that. He says, Tana de Shmuel. He compiled these things from other memros of Tosefta that he heard. Not that they generated there, not that Genesis was in Bavel, but he put them together there. He just put them together. They're not native to Bavel. So Vatan de Shmuel Mutter. The in the base measures of Shmuel, they said it's Mutter. But Shmuel himself said it's Usser for the woman to make these measurements. So Amr Abaye says, Hashda, now, the Amr Shmuel Aser, that Shmuel says it's Aser, but Tanya B'Shmuel Mutter, but the Mishnah, the Brisa that was brought in the Beis Medrash Shmuel says that it is Mutter, meaning the Beis Medrash Shmuel and Rav agree that it's Mutter. Shmuel says it's Aser. It's Halacha L'Maisa Aser L'Shmuyunin. So Shmuel is coming to teach us Halacha L'Maisa. What does that mean? Halacha L'Maisa. Toso says as follows. What does it mean, Halacha L'Maisa? So basically is, does Shmuel argue with Rav? That's a big mafka mina l'halacha. Because usually machlokas Rav and Shmuel, when it comes to Isurin, we paskin like Rav. But now we have a statement in the Gemara that says, Halacha L'Maisa is going like Shmuel. So that if Shmuel is Shmuel agreeing with Rav, or Shmuel disagreeing with Rav, how does that work? Look at the Tosos. Tosos says, Perish. If someone comes to ask us a shayla what he should do, omim lo hara lo aser. We tell him, we've seen this before also, we tell him it's aser, not to do it. About im anu roin shum adam shenoig hetever davar, if we see somebody doing it, don't tell him to stop, because really it's mutter. We just don't want people to know, right? According to this explanation, lo poli shmul arav, yetervayu modu. Everyone agrees to make it Asr L'Maisa. Everyone agrees that it's Mutter, but L'Maisa we should make, when you give the shir, you should tell people that it's Asr. Mihu, however, Bahag Perish, right, Bahag explains, Ushmuel Halacha L'Maisa Asr L'Ashmi'inan, Upaliga Braisa, Upaliga Rav, that Shmuel argues on the Braisa, and Shmuel argues on Rav, meaning Rav says it's Mutter, Shmuel says it's Asr. So now if that's the case, we should pass him like Rav and say that it is Mutter, but no, V'yesha posen kishmuel. But you have many who pass him like Shmuel, V'afal gab de halacha kirav v'yisurei, even though the halacha is typically like Rav v'yisurim, mikol makom, here nevertheless, mi the amar stama da hashas Shmuel halacha l'maisa, the stama of the shas comes and says, halacha l'maisa is like Shmuel, because that's what he said, we're doing the halacha l'maisa like Shmuel, also lashma uni mashmat halacha kabasei. So it comes to tell us that halacha is like Shmuel, that it would be usher to do this measuring. V'yesh poskim kirav, but some hold like Rav, because this typical halachic rules are, because mishum halacha Rav ki yisurim. The halacha is actually like Rav yisurim. V'kol shekein hacha, ta'atana de b'shmuel kevasei de Rav. Then here's kol shekein here, because even the base measures of Shmuel said like Rav, so you should pass like Rav. The omer, here's interesting, the omer harav Shmuel, I think it means from Iberia, which would be sort of like the Spanish peninsula. From Iberia, right? Iberia Airlines. I think that's what the language is. Dafil aman damar halacha krav. Even if you say the halacha is like Rav in this case, nevertheless, bizman zeh you can't do medida. You can't measure at all. Mikom makom aser lanu bizman zeh limdod. Why? Let's think about it. What was the reason why Rav said you can do it? The reason why Rav said you can do it is because you want to make sure the woman's giving specific the correct amount of the challah to the kohen. Who gives challah to the kohen b'zman hazeh? No one. You take the small little piece, the minimal piece, and you burn it. So who cares how much that she's worried about the exact measurement? We don't care about the exact measurements. We don't have that countervailing pressure b'zman hazeh. So you can't do the measuring. So he says, Mikol makam asur lanu b'zman hazeh limdod mishul mitul challah b'ayin yafa d'dak be mayan. That's when you can say it's mutter. But us, even we only take a little bit. Even from a big pile, we don't even eat that. We should not be measuring. You don't have you don't have that svara. Ella. You should just estimate. Then make sure it's enough to make the bracha. And then he says again, v'chein v'pesach. Interesting. Here, v'chein v'pesach. Nami yesh lizar milimdo b'yomtov l'matzos. I guess they used to bake the matzos on Pesach itself. And we see that a few times, right? V'tzarech lasos pachos mikishir v'lo yimdo b'midah she'asa limdo b'chol b'tzimtzum ela yifchos o yosif im amidah katana. You be careful when you're baking the matzos on Pesach. You're also not measuring. Seems to be here. You should not be measuring anything on Yontif. Now, I don't know how that goes in with the macro charts. To me, that's measuring.
For mitzvah.
What?
For mitzvah, seriously.
What?
For mitzvah.
What do you mean?
No, just how you do business. Just
estimate more. What to use the chart for?
This is not real measuring. Like,
what?
Same thing as the challah. That's
why. Same thing as the challah what?
Because it's mitzvah.
But you don't need that to make the mitzvah.
Hence why it's not done anymore.
What are you talking about?
Clearly, one of those charts, they sell them.
They sell the charts all over
the
place.
They're now saying compared to the challah that we had. That's why the Gemara said, that's why the Mishnah said
they were worried.
Measure the challah.
They
why measure the challah? Because you can't be sure.
You can't be sure. So don't be sure. Just take it. So it should be more.
Okay.
No, because they were worried about
Give more.
What? No, because they knew that woman would give more because you're taking away from your challah. They knew the nature of the people.
The chart is the same thing. Nobody cut the mats inside of the chart. They used to estimate the thing.
Right.
More.
It's only for the chart's a newer thing. In the older days, they used to just estimate and take a large amount and be done. Oh, I'm not saying I think you just have to address the shaila. You have to address it. Okay. I thought the other interesting thing though is that they actually the process brings down that they used to bake the matzah on Pesach. They heard that there was a what's the name?
Don't say that to everybody in the room.
What? Who was it? One of the Rosh Yeshivas and one of these Hezer Yeshivas. I'm not sure. It was Otniel, one of these places. He actually does that. He said, because he says that you know, the best matzah is only matzah that could be, that could, you know, you're supposed to have matzah that could become, have an Isser of Chametz.
I heard that somewhere.
So if you bake matzah before Pesach, you don't have an Isser of Chametz. The only time you have the Isser, so I guess on Erev Yontif also you have an Isser of Chametz. So people do on Erev Yontif. Right, but there's a bigger Isser of Chametz of on Pesach itself than there's on Erev Yontif.
I don't know, I understand. I heard that old people, it does not make any sense. You're putting yourself in
a very, yeah, very, very dangerous, very dangerous situation. Right, okay, fine. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, in the olden days, actually, Halach Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Kuf Vav, he says, "Ein modvim kemach b'yantiv." You don't measure the flour on yantiv kedei lalush el yikach omedas. You just take whatever. You don't use the actual measurements. I'm pretty certain that none of our wives use measuring cups or measuring sticks when they cook on and bake on yantiv. I'm pretty sure. All right.
A Shabbos,
right. the olden days, when they would sift the flour, they would seem to be that they would sift it twice. They would be sifting number one, and they would sift it a second time before they would actually, I guess, knead it. The first sifting, everyone agrees, is usher, even though it's ochel nefesh, Rashi the Shitaso says, because you could have done it the day before. The question is the second sifting. Can you do the second sifting on Yontif? So Tana Rabbanan, ain shonin, let me repeat, you don't go ahead and sift the kemach be Yontov. You can't do the second sifting on Yontif, I guess, because you could have done it also on before Yontif. Mishum Rabbi Papias, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Amru Shonim. You can go back and do the second sifting on Yontif before you need it, because there's no tircha. Apparently, there's no tircha. Rashi says, right? The leka tircha, the dava hanira hu shazohi pam shnia, the ainzek maraka livror. He says, number one, it's not a tircha. Everyone can recognize that it's not the first sifting, and it's not like maraki. It doesn't look like any type of malacha. So you don't have to worry about it. And everyone was shoving, but they agreed Even the Chacham said that it's us, so they agreed. She'im nafal l'sochan seror o kesam sheshonim. That if some sort of evan, some sort of stone, or some sort of thorn, I guess, fell in, then you're allowed to repeat the process, because this you could not have done. This is not could not have done yesterday, so you can sift it, or I think it's sifting, right? Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah.
Right, you can sift it again the second time, because what you're doing now is sifting on something that fell in right now. You cannot have done that before Yom Tov.
This goes back to our same question we've had before. Is it before Elisha or not before Elisha?
Well, it depends on what you view as the problem of when Oakland
Nefesh is... The general rule not stick on anything you want.
What?
The general rule has not been stick.
The general rules are, there are like 6 or 7 shitas we've shown him as to what the permit or usur of Oakland Nefesh, and none of them work across the board.
Exactly.
Otherwise, there would only be one shita. Otherwise, there would only be one.
Every time we come up with it, we keep coming up with another exception.
Exactly.
Right.
Machabe said.
Rashi says Rashi. That's why I said Rashi. Rashi Lushitaso is that the problem of Ochel Nefesh or not Ochel Nefesh. What could you have done the day before?
That makes sense.
Well, it doesn't fit like everything.
That makes sense.
Not everything. There are plenty of things
that
you go through the list. There are other things that don't that are not going to work.
That rule, but as a general rule, if you can do it yesterday, why do it today?
Because you have a mutter of the heter of Ochel Nefesh. So Tanaka made Ravina. So the Bryce, the person who said the Bryces said in front of Ravina, Ain Shonen Kemapa Yantav, you don't repeat the sifting on Yantav, Aval, Nafal, Soro, Kesam, but if this rock or this thorn fell in, Borer Biyodo, you can take it out, you can separate it with your hands. So Amra Lay, so Ravina says to the Chacham, according to you, who says that we may not repeat the sifting, because that's similar to a malacha, right? Culture came to usher the havalei kavora, so then we definitely usher to take out the rock. But that's also similar to malacha. That looks like borer. So what are you doing? So, okay. So now that's also machlokas and psak about what's going on, right? The Shulchan Aruch said. Right. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Kuvav, Ein miraktim hakema petchila aval al yidei shinui. Aval im rikto me'etmol v'nafa botzor or kesem v'rotz legrato pam shenis, you can do the meraki the second time, mutter af belo shinoi. But im lo nafa im lo nafa boldover elos rotz shinoi. Okay, so he says you can definitely do it the second time. You can do the resifting the second time. Daras Rabba Bar Huna Zute a piska de Naharda. So Rabba Bar Huna Zute that was darshan at the gates of Naharda. He says, Shonin Kemach B'yantav, you can sift it a second time. So Amar Lahu Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said to his people, Puku V'imrule L'Ava, go and tell, I guess, this Rabba Barahuna, go tell him, Shkila Tuvasach U'Shadi Achzirei, take this benefit that you're giving to us. We don't need this, because Puk Chazei, go look and see, Kama Mahulasa Hajim Benarada, come see how beautiful, I guess, the dough and the breads are in Narada. I mean, we do this already. You're giving us this massive chiddush, this big kula. We already know that. Thank you very much. We take care of it. Go give us something else. Dibisuhu de Rav Yosef, the wife of Rav Yosef, nihila kimcha agaba de mahalusa. So when she would do the second resifting, she would do a shinoi. She would do it on the back of the sifter to make some sort of shinoi. So Amar La, Rav Yosef says to her, Chazei, or he just says, Chazei, come and see the Ana Rifta Malisa Be'ena. I want to eat good, clean bread. I don't want that there's going to be anything left over here. Meaning, don't do it with the shinoi. You don't need to make a shinoi. I want to eat. I don't want the whole wheat. I want the real stuff. So don't do it with the shinoi. There's no need to do it with the shinoi. Give me the good stuff. Do it the regular way. The second sifting is permitted. The Bisu de Rav Ashi, however, the wife of Rav Ashi, Nihila Kimcha Agaba Betipetora. She would do the second sifting on top of the table. Somehow she also did some sort of shinoi. And Amar Rav Ashi says, Hadi Don Birate de Rami Bar Chama. My wife is the daughter of Rami Bar Chama. The Rami Bar Chama Mara Dovadahava. He was a Bal Meisim. He was very medactic in what he needed to do. The Ilav de Chazim Ibein Nasha. And had she not seen it in her father's house, Lo Hava Avda. She wouldn't have done this. Meaning, you do make the shinoi. So when you do this second sifting, do you make the shinoi or not? It seems, based on the girsas that we have and the pshat that we have, that there seems to be a machlokes between Rav Yosef and Rav Ashi, whether or not you're supposed to make the shinoi on the second sifting. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, wrote to the Rakto Pam Sheni is Mutter Af Bilo Shinoi. He says you don't need a Shinoi, meaning he seems to be passing like the first Shita, like Rav Yosef. Okay. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah brings down, but Yesh Omrim, the Mutter Litol Hatsror, or a Kesam Biyodel. You can't even pull out the rock with your hand, even though he said, oh, that's Borer. But Ramah says you can say you can still do that. Now, Yesh Machamim, some say it's Aser. Then Mr. Brewer and the Bar Lach, they deal with what do you mean, Borer? What's going on? Okay. Let's finish up the Perek. Mishnah had mentioned before that when you buy something on Yontif, you're not allowed to mention the price or the weight or the measurement. Because that's derech mekakol memkari, and I'll do that because it's maisachol. So what do you do? So holach adam etel chamani harogil etzlo. You go to your local neighborhood makolet, and the omer lo, you say to him, tainli beitzim vegozim minyan. You can say an amount of eggs. Certain things that you buy by a man. You say, give me a dozen eggs. That is fine. Shekain derech balabayis lios moni besok beso. Because these are the type of things that you typically count. Right, when you want a certain amount, you can mention the amount. That doesn't count as saying a measurement. And Tana Rabbanan, just quickly finish the Gemara. Holy Adam eats a roa. The person go to his local shepherd, Haragel Etzlo, the Omer Lo, and tell him, Tainli Gedi Echad Oplecha. Give me one goat or one kid. Etzel Tabach and go to the butcher, Haragel Etzlo, the Omer Lo, Tainli Kaf Echaz, O Yerech Echad. Give me one hind, give me one thigh. You can also go Etzel Patam. A Patam means to fatten. So it's usually when it comes to birds, the bird seller, Yimafatim, the birds, Harug Letzlo, his local neighborhood bird fattener, the Omer Lo, Tainli Torechad, goes Lechad, give me one turtle dog, give me one pigeon, Eitzel Nachtom, here Nachtom means the baker, right, he goes to the baker, Harug Letzlo, the Omer Lo, Tainli Kikar, give me one loaf, Echad, or Gluska Echad, or one kala, one cake, the Eitzel Chedvani, Harug Letzlo, go to your local merchant, the Omer Lo, give to me, Tainli Esrin Beitzim, give me 20 eggs, O Chamisha Megozim, or 50 nuts, Asar Afar Skim, 10 peaches, the Chamisha Rimonim, right, the Esrog Echad, O Bilvach, Lo Yaskis Chum Mida. Don't mention a measurement amount. Don't say pounds or kilos or whatever it is. You can say how many you want. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lazar Omer, O Bilvach, Lo Yaskis Chum Mecha. No, you can even say the amount as long as you don't mention the price. Okay. Hajjan Allah Ain Sadim, Hajjan Allah Ain Sadim, Hajjan Allah Ain Sadim. Have a good day.
Oh, yeah.